All right, so this is chord theory as it applies to guitar. All right, so when you have a major chord, we're gonna in this case play a D chord. Right? So go ahead, play a D chord. That chord is made up of a root, third, and fifth. On the piano, you tend to do, depending on what inversion you're doing, but assuming it's root position, the root is the lowest, and then the third, and then the fifth. Mm-hmm. If you were to do that on guitar, it would not look pretty, not look nearly as nice as that. So you have to decipher what interval is what. And I'm just going to tell you what it is in the interest. Now, if your ear is developed, you can hear that the fourth string is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So that's one. Mm-hmm. The next string, the third string, you know, that's do, re, mi, fa, sol, that's the fifth. Mm-hmm. And then the next string, second string is, can you tell what that is? Does it sound the same as the fourth string?
No, it's a third.
It's an octave. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Excuse my singing, but...
Oh, okay.
All right. And we'll talk about ear training more, but I'm just giving you the theory of this. Then that last note is do, re, mi. So that's the what?
That'd be the three, then?
Yeah. So, spelling a common open chord, you know, common D open chord... When I say spelling it, I don't mean spelling it in letters. I mean in intervals. From bottom to top, meaning fourth string up to first string, it would go root, fifth, root, and third. If you don't believe me just by ear, then you would either play... You'd have to know a D major scale on the guitar to prove me wrong or to prove me right. Or you could do it on piano, or you just do it on one string. You know, whole... We should do it like that, actually, just not to take my word for it. Let's do it together real quick.
Okay.
So, a D major scale, you start on the fourth string. Have we moved a whole or a half yet when we play just the D?
So to move to an E, you mean?
Well, we haven't, so you answer my question. Some people actually say it's a whole or a half, not understanding. We haven't moved anyway yet, so neither whole nor half. Okay. We're just playing a note.
Yeah.
The whole or half describes the distance between two notes, but yes, you're right. It would be a whole step up to the next note, which is, of course, E. Then a whole step up to the next note, because it's whole, half.
Right.
And then, so that'd be, so far we got fret 0, then 2, then 4,
then 5,
and then, 5, and then whole, 7, whole, 9, 11, and 12.
Half.
Yep. Easy way to remember that, just reminding you, is that between 3 and 4 and 7, 8 is the half steps. Everything else is a whole step. This way you can go backwards. We're at fret 12. We can instead of saying the fret names, fret numbers, I'll just say the interval numbers. We're at 8. 8 equals 1, the word octave. So down a half step to 7, down a whole step to 6, down a whole to 5, down a whole to 4, down a half to 3, down a whole to 2, and down a whole to 1. And you can just do it by ear. You know, so when you play the fourth string on a D chord, that's the one. This next one I already told you was 5, but double check me. You know, play. Am I right? Of course I am, right? But you can do this, and I'll give you, after this, I'll give you a chord for you to do it on. But yes, that's indeed the fifth. And then this next one, you weren't sure about this. The second string, third fret. And you weren't sure about that, but you'd have to go up the whole octave just to hit it.
Right.
Can you hear that sounds the same as 12th fret of the 4th string? Good.
Yep.
So we're just putting the theory into actual guitar land, and I'll show you why this is useful in a minute. The last note would be, you'd have to find it on the thing. Well, so start off with me to try and find.
I can't remember. What does it sound like?
Go back and play it. You didn't play the note we're looking for. Play second string. I mean, you're looking for first string, second fret. That's the sound you want.
Is that the one?
Is that it? Good
I
job.
Think so.
Good job, bud. Good job. That is it. And so what number is that?
That's the third, yeah.
That's the third, yeah. So from bottom to top, the spelling of this chord is 1, 5, 1, 3.
Okay.
The little fretboard theory we were doing, right? Now that you know where the intervals are, you can modify them to modify the chords. If you wanted a minor, you would flat the third. We're almost finished with this.
Yeah, no worries.
The third is on the first string, so there's our D minor, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about if we flatted, let's go back, what if we raised the third a half step? You could do this with us on D, and we lowered the third a half step. We got D minor. So, next we're talking about raising the third. So the third is the one that sounds like do, re, mi. So go back to regular D. And we raise that, and you correctly guessed it. What was it called?
It's D suspended 4.
Yeah, sus 4. So if you ever see that in a book, D sus 4, that's how you do it. You put pinky down, or you could do it like Taylor is doing. You just do, I like all four fingers like that. So go ahead, let's hear that. Oh, you change the rest of it. Don't change the rest of it. Just the D and then put pinky down.
Here.
Like that. D sus 4. Yeah. Good job. Alright. So then go back to D. That's messing with the third. Another one is messing with the fifth. We're gonna skip that right now and we're gonna mess with the root. If you take the root down a half step, it's D major 7. Looks like this. And so finger 1 bars fret 2 on strings 2, 3, 2, and 1. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Took the root down half that. Yeah, D major 7. I'll write these down for you.
Maybe they're on other pages.
Some of them are on there. And then if you take the major 7 down a half step, it's D7.
Major 7.
You may not have seen this, but D7.
What was the other one again? One that we just did before this?
D major 7.
So D major 7.
Looks like a triangle going the other way.
Okay.
D7, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. So you just do regular D.
Like that.
And like that. So like this. Wait, relax. Like that. And then this goes in between. Yeah, like that.
I see.
Yeah. If you did one lower, it's D6, but you don't need to know that right now.
So the default for a 7 is to be minor, because 7 is minor in this scale,
The flat 7.
Mm-hmm.
But the third is major.
Right.
It's still do, re, mi. So the definition of a 7 is a major third with a... So you should listen to, there's one call that I made called How to Spell Chords.
Okay.
You should listen to that at some point. How did you make out...